Final hour overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app, your home smart speaker, and now up on TSN 2, Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, our brother, Al's brother, in about a half an hour, right? Our good pal, he's been sitting on the sidelines for a little bit here. He was supposed to do his thing yesterday, and he wasn't in studio, but he has made his way to the studio today, and we will have visuals on Al's brother. And
let me get this straight, Hazy. Two different rankings. Is it going to be one group and then the next group, or is it just a mishmash of Al's brother?
I think we separate the two. I think we keep it consistent. We want to see where he's at, 1 through 7, in terms of the Canadian teams.
Yep.
And then after that, we spend a little bit of time, full-blown analysis like you will not hear anywhere else.
On his expertise, which is his best subject.
Goaltending.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. 1 through 7 of the Canadian goaltending.
I can't wait for this.
I am very, very intrigued by this, and I'm quite
super
excited.
Super horny for all of it, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, it's just a Viagra pill that's going to be popped throughout the hour, and everyone's excited for Al's brother and his power rankings a little bit later on. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by Proline as well. But confirm or deny has been a part of this show for, I don't know, about a year and a half, 2 years. You know, we came up with this bit, and John Ferguson Jr., we were concerned where if he got a gig down in Pittsburgh or anywhere for that matter as a GM, we might have to put this to bed. But he just missed. He was on a short list, almost back in the game as a GM. Didn't happen this time around, which means we are lucky enough to be able to continue with the bit. And it has been a part of the Wheel of Misfortune for the last little while. But we've decided, you know what? Confirm or deny can stand on its own, right? We believe in this bit. Shockingly, other people believe in this bit. And I think moving forward here, Tuesdays around this time, we're going to hear from Fergie. You guys okay with that or what?
I love it.
Ready.
Fire it up.
Let's fire it up.
I can neither confirm or deny that this is in fact a segment.
Boston trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
So, we cannot confirm or deny that this is a real segment, but we can confirm that we are big fans of Don Valley North Lexus because they have decided to jump on board with us here. And we love it because Confirm or Deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy winter with great offers at Don Valley North Lexus. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. So I'm not sure we ever saw this one coming, but we love it. Shout out to Don Valley North Lexus.
Absolutely.
Yeah, big fans. We were worried Confirm or Deny was going like to down the tubes, but
we'll never stop now.
It's
part of it is because of you were going to bury the hatchet. And then you were, and then all of a sudden.
No, I'm full back to hatred's back.
It's back.
So let's continue on with the segment.
Okay, I love it.
Fire one up.
I love it.
All right, so we spent a lot of today's, action detailing what happened last night. The sun came up this morning. It will come up tomorrow, and the Leafs will play again tomorrow night and on Thursday night. Confirm or deny, the Maple Leafs will win the next two games against Ottawa in regulation. Both regulation wins Wednesday, Thursday night.
I'm going to confirm that. I think that sometimes, when you're a team like Ottawa that struggles to get offense and there's a term for it, but I'm not going to use it. It's just all the output's gone and it's like, okay, it's kind of back to normal. I just think Toronto's the far superior team and they will win both games. And it'll just be kind of like there's positive and negative stress. There's a bit of positive stress there for Ottawa. And I think Toronto picks it back up.
I'll confirm it. I think, I think tomorrow's game is going to be under the spotlight, but I think they're going to have a big push. The back-to-back, we haven't got into it, and we'll get into it later, but
would you go Freddie tomorrow night?
I would go Freddie tomorrow night, and then are you going to give him an opportunity to go back-to-back, or are you going Hutchinson?
I think you got to go Hutchinson.
So that you save him for Saturday. You got to save Freddie for Saturday against the Leafs, right? So that's where, again, Hutch hasn't played any hockey, right?
That's like the concern.
That's my little bit of, there's an inkling, but I'm going to confirm it.
Well, I came into this thinking Ottawa was going to maybe get one here. And I don't even know if I can include last night because that was so outrageous. Like, that wasn't them just playing well. That was the Leafs saying, I guess we'll spontaneously combust and you go ahead and take 2 points.
Right.
But I think it may, in the end, be actually a pretty good moment in time for Sheldon Keefe and an opportunity for him to hammer home at the expense of their own embarrassment. What are we doing here, guys? Like, what happened in the third on Saturday night? What happened on the third last night can't happen if we are back to being goal-oriented. So I am going to confirm it as well. But Hutchinson, I think you have to go with him on Thursday. You can't run Freddie Anderson into the ground. I don't think it's possible. I'd go back to him tomorrow night, like you said, and then it gives you a little bit more time between Wednesday and Saturday in Montreal, and you give Freddie a chance to redeem him, you know, himself, and you kind of got to get tomorrow night.
Right.
Hutchinson goes in there, and it's like a mess, and you lose that game. Then you're really kicking yourself. So, yeah, I'd go with Freddie tomorrow as well. Moving on here, confirm or deny, Zach Hyman's next contract will have an annual cap hit of at least $4.5 million per season.
Confirm. I'm denying it.
Confirm. Here's what I do if I'm Zach Hyman, and I have a distorted version of contracts because, I don't know, maybe I'm just stupid. And I used to look at some – when I was a young kid, I would be like, there was a guy on my team, his name was Adam Burt. And I was finishing up my first contract, and I said to myself, I'm making $1 million because Adam Burt does, and I do as much to help his team as he does. So, I'm not coming here for less than $1 million. Then my agent informed me, well,
he was a defenseman.
If you don't accept your 10% raise of $550, my contract was structured where it was $850, $900, $850, $550. So the last year you're getting a 10% bump on $550. I'm like, I'm not taking that. I'm making $1 million because that's what, and they said, okay, then sit at home because you're not making that. You have no other rights. You can just, you got to chew on that one. And as a 21-year-old kid, you can probably chew on it. But if I'm Zach Hyman, I'm thinking, well, if the guys I'm playing with, Nylander and Matthews, are making 11, I'm half as good as them, aren't I? I'm half as good,
yeah.
Right?
I'd include, you know, Muzzin got 5-6, Brody got 5.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm half as good as those guys, and I bring a lot to the table. And
doesn't
Billy
have to be
Bob,
in Toronto either. Let's point
Billy
that out.
Billy Bob 88 makes 7, so yep. It's like it better start with a 5. If I'm him, that's what I'm thinking.
I disagree because I think you go comparables around the league, and I think close to his comparable is a guy like Connor Brown, who makes 3.6. So maybe you get something with a 4 in it on a free agent market, but 4-5 is rich. Now you can say, you know, Hyman's had more goals while he's played with, you know, two very offensive guys. Then you start digging into the goals. Remember, left-handed shot, empty netter, stuff like that. Like, you got to be careful. Like, that's the thing. Would I like to see him make a boatload of money? Absolutely.
Me
love
too, Jamie. You got to be smart about it. You got to say, look, this is what we can afford, and if not, then maybe we got to just move on.
Maybe moves on.
But he might, but my point is even if he moves on, I don't think there's a team out there going, here's a 5-year deal at 4.5, because I don't know if there's a first-line spot or a second-line spot to play. You know, there, I'm sure there is. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm just saying, Connor Brown signed a 3-year extension at 3.6. Now, Brown...
He was restricted, though, I believe, wasn't he?
I believe he was, yes.
This is UFA. It's obviously a little bit different. But I hear what you're saying. I think they're comparables.
They are very comparable.
Yes.
And I just... To add another $1 million on that, I don't know.
I think that's rich.
In a very cap... You know, cap, like no
It'll
cap
be the
friendly.
Ultimate situation of what kind of hometown, like what is your value of being in a hometown, playing for the Leafs,
right.
Being a star player on the Leafs, how much are you willing to chomp on because of that factor?
That'll be
the ultimate case of it.
That's why I'll deny it, because I think they'll get a little bit creative as well. I mean, it may be a 6-year deal. I would have tried to avoid that for someone who's going to be 29 and like he skates incredibly well, but he's a guy that needs to bring physicality, and all of a sudden you start chalking up a couple of injuries here or there, which can't happen later in a career, and you may not get that value. But I'll deny it just because of that. I think he wants to be here. I think he loves being from here, being a Leaf. I think he understands the circumstance. I don't think they're going to lowball him. I don't think they'll do that to him, nor should they, and nor should he accept that. But if it's a 5 or 6 year deal at 4, you know, I think that probably gets both parties to the table. But I do think what O said is 100% accurate. And I brought this up yesterday with you, Noodles. I look at Jake Muzzin, who I you know, yeah, is he a more important player? He is. He's a more important player. But 5.6 over 4 at 31. Hyman's going to be 29. He's an important player, too. Like, he is.
Damn important.
I just worry. Like, I don't think agents, and I certainly know that management doesn't go, well, that guy got 5 million. Like, I know it's within a team structure, but Jake Muzzin is a defenseman. Mm-hmm. Like, what you have to do is compare of what Zach Hyman brings to the table as other forwards. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at comparables. You don't compare, like, you know, Jacob Markstrom arguably is the most important player on Calgary. Mm-hmm. He can't go, well, you know what?
And the market is different. Like, Muzzin as a free agent would have gotten that elsewhere. I understand what you're saying.
Zach Hyman, the problem with him is he has a lot of things that don't go into a boardroom and necessarily factor into a contract,
right.
I don't think. The intangibles, works his ass off. I think any coach he's ever had, if a GM said, can you put value on what player you want signed and at what time, he would probably be in the top two or three of any team right behind the superstars for what he brings to the table. But unfortunately, a lot of intangibles for guys like our buddy Jonas, they're just not factored into that.
They're not factored in. They are factored in different scenarios. But like Ron Hainsey, he signed $3 million or $3.5 million in Ottawa a year ago. They knew what they were bringing him in for. They had to get to the floor, a little extra money. He's a veteran guy in a rebuild. Like, I just don't – I don't see –
I think you're right, and I think that is probably the approach that most GMs would take, and I would think it would likely apply here. But, you know, as my dad always says, bean counters, they can tell you the price of something. They can't tell you the value of something. And Hyman is a perfect example of a guy where you might say, I can't pay him that, and he leaves. And then a year or two later, you're like, they need Hyman back. Like, what? How could you possibly let that guy go? But at the time in the negotiating room, it's difficult to get to that number and see the value. I get it.
Yeah, and I know we got to get on to the next one. Last thing I'll say is, though, I don't think it can afford it. If he gets anything over four, they're not going to be able to pay him just based on their salary structure.
I think that's probably the truth as well. And it sucks, but it might be a reality. All right, confirm or deny, Jordan Spieth will win a tournament on the PGA Tour in 2021.
I got to confirm that, man. As much as I don't like his wonky driver, I got to confirm that.
He's sniffing around, as you might say.
He's sniffing around, and it's just, I think the biggest factor with him is that putter. Once that guy gets that putter going, I mean, he was in Tiger Woods' world with that putter back in the heyday. It was four years ago now that he was on the top of the mountain. But I think that's all he needs. I think there's an element to it where he can fix the driver and kind of keep it on the track. Because after that, this guy can flat out, his short game in putting is just, I mean, you saw it, the waste management, man. He was making some bombs, and once he starts doing that, he's a real dangerous human being.
That's 61 on Saturday. The problem is closing on Sunday. That's where it just
escapes. That's the biggest hump to get over, because he's like, man, I'm back here again. The nerves really start kicking in, regardless of what the situation is with him. And that's something he's got to get over.
Yeah.
The problem is, what if he kind of slumps now after that, and he's like, he doesn't get in that position again? Then he's just back in another major slump.
That's why I'm going to deny
screwed.
It. The field is too good, too. Like, there's just
no kidding. Like, look at the field this week. The top, like, of all the guys, nobody's kind of sneaking up on those top guys and winning anything, man.
I just saw a video of Dustin Johnson. He's at Riviera. I think he was doing a practice round today. Might have been an older tape. PGA Tour media or whatever, they posted this on Instagram. They've got a camera set up on the green about 5 feet behind the pin. He's about 100 yards out with a wedge. They yell to him, hit the camera. This guy bounces one in. It hits the lens. You got to see this video. Like,
that's crazy.
How dialed in he is right now, to say nothing of Rom, Thomas, et cetera. I'm going to deny it. Noodles?
Yeah, I'm denying it just based on the facts you brought up. I just wanted to – did either one of you choose him in
this
year?
No, I'm not choosing him.
Week's? Okay,
no.
Then.
No, not
he's gutless.
See you later. Confirm or deny, the NBA will eventually abolish fines for players that publicly ask for a trade.
I think I'm going to confirm that. I think they'll gather enough steam where they're allowed to kind of say what they want and say, I don't wish to be here. Mm-hmm. But Adam Silver's got to bring that to ownership too, which is a spicy meatball. But I'm still going to confirm it.
I'm denying it because it's a slippery slope. Because what if somebody really disrespects an organization or disrespect, you know, like there's a line.
In that case, Jamie, you got to say that's enough, knock it off. But if
the precedent, now it's interpretation, right? I think it's a real slippery slope. So I'm going to, deny that.
I'll confirm it with the asterisk, I guess, that both sides will come together and realize it's in the best interest for both sides not to publicly explode. You know, this is where we get back to CBA negotiations. You're both partners. You're both seeking that partnership.
Right.
I do think there is an imbalance there. I do think Draymond Green was right. Players get clipped $100,000 for just saying what they're saying, what everyone knows. I want out, and I'm moving on. A team can do it, and they don't get anything. I think there will be some traction there, but I think it's on the owners, the league, and the Players Association to say, okay, we're going to get rid of the fines here. But that doesn't mean it is open season, like you're pointing out, Noodles, where you get crazier. Right. If it does go too far, we can't interpret that as a finable offense. So I will confirm it. Okay. Moving on here. Confirm or deny, Alex Galchenyuk will play at least one playoff game for the Maple Leafs.
Ooh.
Well, I can neither confirm or deny that.
I like that.
I'm denying it. I think the Leafs are in for a big trade. I honestly do. I'm big is the wrong word. I think Kyle will be he's looking to upgrade his top nine, let's say. And I don't think Galchenyuk will fit into the mix. Galchenyuk will play on the fourth line anyways, but
I'll confirm it. I think he can sneak in on the fourth line and play a playoff game.
I'll deny it. I mean, I got to be consistent with what I was saying yesterday just prior to the announcement. I think he's at the end of the road for his career. Until he proves otherwise, I can't have faith in him. I mean, the guy's been a suitcase. He's been all over the league for a reason.
But I always want to sniff. I'll open up my nostrils, Hayes, to a guy that can play on the fourth line and possibly score a goal.
Can he defend, though, on the fourth line? That's the question. Can he defend? Can he give you the necessary effort? Because you can't put him out there for 7 minutes if he's floating around cheating looking for goals.
Well, there's the ultimatum. Go out there, work your ass off. Back check's more important than forecheck. And if you can rifle in a goal for us, that's great.
Ideal. Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it. I think that'll be the message. We'll find out. Confirm or deny, one of Tampa Bay Buccaneers or Kansas City Chiefs will be back in the Super Bowl next year.
100% confirm. And I wouldn't be shocked if it's my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I'm not kidding with that.
That's not going to happen. Tom got his ring. I think he's done.
Why is that? You don't think he's in the gym right now? You don't think he's talking to
BI? No, he's still hungover. He's got a four-day hangover.
There's been rumblings. I've been talking to some people I know in Boston that say he wasn't even drunk. It was all a joke.
Really?
Anyway.
Wait a minute. Who in Boston is
peddling that conspiracy? Dude, I know people that you have no idea that I know, okay? I'm being serious. You have no idea I know them.
Okay.
So you
and Belichick are texting back and forth?
Yeah.
Did I say Belichick? I just know people that you have no idea, have no idea what kind of level it's on.
Okay.
And they're inside people, and it's just, regardless, that's getting away from the point. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, don't be shocked if they're back.
Okay.
I'm confirming it because I think it's the other side, in Mahomes' group. But I will say this. I read this tweet. I don't know if this is true or not, but 1 year ago, Tom Brady was a free agent. Some people thought would retire. Leonard Fournette was cut by the Jags. Antonio Brown was in jail. And Gronk was a WWE wrestler. They all scored touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
That's a great stat.
That is a crazy stat. But if it's true, that's a crazy stat.
Does sound true. I mean, I don't remember all the dates in particular, but that is about right. I think that's another reason why Tampa won't do it. Everything fell into their lap, you know, like Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette. And I'm denying it because I don't think Kansas City's going to three straight Super Bowls. That is so difficult to do. It has happened in the past, I know. But I'm just playing the field. I think the odds would suggest that two new teams, fresh meat, Super Bowl next year. Confirm or deny, today is the 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore hitting the theaters. Happy Gilmore is Adam Sandler's best movie.
I'm going to confirm that, and I was just watching Shooter McGavin's response to Happy hitting the tee shot. What better, like, remake than Happy Gilmore 2 Senior Tour Edition? Like, just make it happen. It's pandemic, it's outdoors, you could probably get some stuff done. Happy Gilmore 2, the Senior Tour, make it happen.
Great
confirm.
Call.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
I totally agree with that.
Think about that. I would be like, there's been some doozies, and the worst movie I think I've ever seen is Mike Myers, and it was like a hockey.
The Love Guru.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, man. That is the worst nonsense I've ever seen in my life. But I think Adam Sandler could do Happy Gilmore 2, the senior tour.
I agree. I think it'd be a smash hit.
I got to be honest. I'm denying it because I'm a Billy Madison guy.
Really?
I love Chris Farley and Billy Madison. Like, I mean, you use those gifts all the time of Farley
the
on the bus.
Him on the bus and that Veronica Vaughn. It's just I can't deny it because Farley is so good in that movie. Billy Madison is so good.
It's a coin toss on those two, but Sandler's had some good ones. He's had a couple rough. The Jack and Jill one.
Jack and Jill's the worst movie. I was just about to say that. Love Guru is the godfather compared to Jack and Jill. It is the worst movie in the history of cinema. But I will I'll deny it as well because I love Billy Madison. And he's got a couple of really good movies.
Some drama ones too. Yeah, like I can't remember that. But I'll deny it too.
Okay. Confirm or deny. You would stay at Buffalo Bill's Bed and Breakfast in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania. Would you stay at the house?
I would, and I would do the ultimate tight tuck dance after a campfire outside and do the goggle tour, and I would crawl down in the well.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
I would do that
for the gram. I would crawl down in the hole for the gram.
For Instagram, to blow up on Instagram?
Yeah.
I think I would, too. I kind of like weird history stuff.
Getting some shut-eye at night would be awfully difficult.
It's the most terrifying, sickening movie in history. Like, it's so much worse than gory.
I got her card in the back.
I got his card in here someplace. So do you want to come in?
No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah, it is
the way they shot that was so great, too, where the SWAT team is storming in, but it's the wrong house in the wrong state.
Crazy.
Just incredible. Just an incredible movie. Yeah. But I'm denying it. I couldn't do it. I'll never be in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania anyway, but I'm not staying there. Not doing it. Buffalo Bill's house, no thank you. Yeah. And we'll wrap with this one quickly. Confirm or deny, Al's Brothers Power Rankings will still have the Toronto Maple Leafs in the number one spot.
I'm going to confirm that.
I'm going to confirm that. I think
he might have a little Montreal spin, but he overthinks it, right? So I would confirm it, but I think he might have Montreal in there.
Can't wait.
I'm going to deny it. I think it's Montreal. I have no insight, but we will find out. Al's brother, there you go. Confirm or deny. Shout out to Don Valley North Lexus as well. Obviously, we're big fans of theirs. They've jumped on board. We can't thank them enough for that. And confirm or deny is brought to you by, or was brought to you by, Don Valley North Lexus. Lease a 2021 RX350 from just $278 biweekly. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for details. Shout out to Don Valley North Lexus. And it's a perfect segue. Al's brother's coming up. Power rankings, 1 through 7 in Canada, 1 through 7 between the pipes north of the 49th. We'll get to that next. All right, so we mentioned Chris Farley. This is kind of like that Matt Foley inspirational speaker bit where Al's brother's been sitting in the studio for like 24 hours drinking coffee and getting geared up for his segment. I mean, this is when he basically takes the floor, and he enlightens the minds of Canadians. Right? And the masses here terms of who is the best team in Canada, who is the worst team, and everyone in between. And we're going to add a second element to this. 1 through 7 Canadian goaltenders. Analysis that, quite frankly, is unprecedented. You can't find this anywhere else.
Second to none.
And let's bring him in here. There's our buddy Al's brother. He's in the studio. Looks very comfortable.
Ooh, haircut.
Cut his own hair. I love
it. What's that all about? Everything's open down in Niagara or what else?
Nope. Home haircut done at the home, right in the middle of the living room or in the kitchen, dining room area, whatever it was. But had to get rid of the locks. It was getting a little out of control.
You look amazing, buddy. You look great.
Thank you.
You look outstanding, pal. Okay, so we missed you yesterday, which has given you 24 hours, I think, potentially to manipulate the list a little bit, because you have to consider the Leaf game last night, right? Did you consider the Leaf game, and did you make adjustments?
A tiny bit. It factored in a little bit into my rankings, and so it's a good thing, because I would have looked silly yesterday coming out and seeing what Ottawa was able to do last night. Maybe a little bit of a premonition to what we're about to see, but yeah, last night did factor in a little.
All right, so let's get the party started here. Al's Brothers, all Canadian power rankings. Who do you have at number seven?
I got the Vancouver Canucks coming in at number seven.
Wow. Yeah.
Vancouver.
Wow. Fireworks immediately.
I don't know, man.
Guys, they were on a 6-game losing streak up until Saturday night. Haven't been playing very well all season. They've been incredibly inconsistent. They only picked up 3 points of a possible 16 in the last 8 games. They're playing a little bit better as of late. You know, like I said, they did pick up that win, took Calgary to overtime yesterday, but it's been just too inconsistent. They're not getting the saves that they need. Unfortunately, and you couple that with the what Ottawa's been able to do the last couple of weeks, had to put them at seven.
Wow, that is shocking, Al's Brother. I thought Vancouver played pretty well last night.
I thought they deserved, and the game they won, they absolutely dummied Calgary. Markstrom was, but I just not good enough
for Al's Brother.
Hey,
listen, you gotta respect it. You gotta respect it. I'm gonna respect what Al's Brother is saying, but I'm gonna respectfully disagree because I still believe they should be at six.
The first item on the list.
The first one in. We're respectfully
We have 14 items to get to, and it took them one item to not be happy.
I love it. Okay, Vancouver at seven.
Right,
I'm assuming
ahead.
You got Ottawa at six, or are you gonna get crazy here, Al's Brother?
No, we got Ottawa at six. Technically, they're the only team in Canada on a winning streak. Got the win the other night against Winnipeg, and then beat Toronto in that massive comeback. You know, they're defending better. I think they're getting good goaltending over the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, Murray got injured, but he was playing really well. And I think this is a little more of what we were expecting to see out of Ottawa coming into the year. So it's nice to see that. I think they got that little bit of a bump from that win last night. So we got Ottawa here at six.
I like it. Okay, now we really start the party because five could go any which way. Who do you have at number five?
I got the Oilers coming in at number five. It's another team that is playing better as of late. I think that
they've won 6 of 8.
They've played well. Here's the thing.
Third item. Noodles. Lay off.
This guy's
the guy
out to lunch already. All right.
A lot of these teams.
Oh my goodness.
It's starting to shrink again, right? Over the first couple of weeks, I think we saw that Toronto, Montreal, and then Calgary even were kind of really taking over, and those bottom feeders were just getting their teeth kicked in. It's starting to shrink again and be a little bit closer and more competitive than we thought we originally thought it was going to be, and now it's turning into be that way. So I think Edmonton's
getting
another
nervous
team.
Over there with the
playing
explanations,
well.
Al's Brother. Yeah. Is he intimidating
Listen, it's fine.
You again?
I'm,
be honest.
I'm just teasing him. I love the guy. AB, I love him. So don't you worry about me.
Well, here's the thing with Edmonton. The thing is, they are getting the depth scoring, right? It's not just McDavid and Draisaitl right now. I think Dudu Kara's played. He's got a couple of goals. Alex Chiasson, Tyson Barrie racking up the points over in Edmonton. Darnell Nurse, someone who isn't getting talked about a lot. Guy's got 6 goals this year as a defenseman. Right?
Yeah, he's a stud, man. That game last night was as fun and entertaining of a game as you're going
to
find.
Yeah. Al's Brother, by the way, you don't have to pump the tires of a team once you kick them right in the teeth.
Exactly. You put him on fifth.
Yeah, just
go
put
ahead,
him
Al.
There and Bury just him. Leave him there, Al's Bury Brother.
Him.
Go ahead with number
four. Who do you have at number four?
The Winnipeg Jets.
What?
Sitting in at number four. Yeah, I got Winnipeg there. Look, they're good. They're getting production up and down the lineup. Hellebuck has gotten back into form. I just don't think that they've been good enough to... I don't think they're better than the top three teams in this division. And I guess I'll leave it at that.
This guy's out to lunch again.
Yeah,
you know why it is? You know why? He put Vancouver at seven because Calgary beat them. So Calgary's the greatest team because this team lost.
Not been impressed with Calgary at all.
You got into my personal analytics there. How'd you figure that one out?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Who beat Vancouver? That means they're rock stars. Okay, you got Winnipeg at four. That is quite intriguing, Al's Brother. I got to be honest.
Intriguing.
I had them as a lock as a top three team. But
you
got to have Calgary at three then. Or you get take us through this. Top three starting at three. Go ahead. Take the floor.
No, I think you guys are going to get upset with this one. I got the Montreal Canadiens at number three.
Ooh.
They've been hot. A really hot start. But 6-4 in their last 10. Not as hot as they were. Only 2-3 in the last 5 with losses to Ottawa, Toronto, and then they were shut out by Edmonton as well last week. Definitely still a top three team in the division to me, but they're slipping a little bit. They're not as dominant as they were early on in the year.
I totally respect
that's
this.
That's hard-hitting analysis.
It's hard-hitting analysis. It's wrong, but it's hard-hitting. Go ahead.
It's very hard-hitting.
Continue on.
I am shocked by this. That
yeah,
Calgary
but you know
still...
what? I actually love El's brother, and I love this because I think it's great. It's great fodder,
there
and
you
you're
go.
Not wrong. Montreal what... was on a cold streak.
That's all he's
they beat
doing is spitting out facts. The man just
That's
spits
not,
out facts.
Not facts. It's hot takes. They're not facts. They're hot takes.
Hey. Right, and that is something someone would say if secretly they think this is just complete buffoonery. But I'll take you at face value, Noodles.
Exactly.
And, so you got Montreal at 3. They're off for the week, so I guess they can't really move necessarily, Els Brother. They're going to be locked in there. I guess we'll find out next Monday. But Calgary and Toronto
if
are still
If he puts
on the
Calgary
board.
At one head, Hayes, your
My
head's
head
going to explode.
My head will explode. My head will explode. But go ahead, Els Brother. Who do you have at number one? Remember, we switched this up, I guess.
Yeah.
You can do it whichever way you want. It doesn't really matter because I'm just waiting to get to the goaltending rankings anyway. Take it whichever way you choose.
I will confirm that I still have Toronto at number one in the power rankings.
Good call.
I like
that. Yeah, it's the right call.
Yeah, 100%. Despite the last couple hiccups, last couple of games, giving away big leads in the third period, I still think that Toronto's the best team in Canada. They picked up points in 10 of the last 11 games. Sit at the top of the division. I think they're still number one in the NHL. So they've got to be number one in their power rankings for sure.
Okay, and Calgary at 2. Can you explain your logic behind that? We'll give you 30 seconds.
Because they beat Vancouver. That's why.
Yeah, Jacob Martin, he's playing unbelievable right now. He is excellent.
He is. He's unbelievable.
They won 4 of the last 5 games, and they're getting contributions from guys further down the lineup now. And we talked about earlier in the year, a big reason why they needed to, what they needed to do was get contributions from guys like Mangiapane, Dylan Dubé, Michael Backlund, and now they're finally getting scoring from them. Milan Lucic has 4 goals on the year as well. So I think as long as they can keep it going with the depth scoring, they'll be able to hang in here with the big boys in my rankings.
All right. I like it, man. Listen, they're your rankings, right?
This is
what you bring to the table. They don't call you Mikey Canuck, Mikey Maple Leaf, Mikey Flame for nothing, man. You get biases from East Coast to West Coast, and we love it. All right. So you got Toronto at 1, Calgary at 2, Montreal 3, Winnipeg 4, Edmonton 5, I believe,
yep.
Ottawa 6, Vancouver 7. There you have it. Yep. That is a new week, a new power ranking. There have been a lot of fluctuation here, and I will give you credit, Els Brother. That means you have a formula, and you're sticking to it, and you're hammering home these picks, and we love them. But this is where the party really gets started. I mean, that was an appetizer.
Let's bring this on.
Because the man on the top right box that is currently on your television screen.
Ready to climb through the bottom and rip your face right off.
I actually need this.
I promise you.
No. Let's just don't
think
say
we'll both be on the same page. I really
just,
bet you
just
you
say don't say that, to the man Noodles. Don't say you don't know goaltending and leave the room. You got to just let him make his picks and let him go through the selection process. And if you want to chime in, go ahead. But don't say
like
you don't know goaltending.
I want to hear, like, the thing is, I'll let him speak. I won't even, but I want to hear why. You know what I mean? Like, you
totally
can't just
reasonable.
Go, you know, this guy made a glove save on
this
guy.
This is what caused conversation. That's what this segment's all about.
Right.
But don't say you don't know goaltending.
Al's brother. Frozen in the bottom right screen here. Okay, how are you going to do this, Al's brother? Are you going 7 down to 1? Is that how we're going
to
do
this? 7 to 1.
Yeah, we'll do that same thing and then unveil number 1 like we did with the other ones.
So these are the Canadian, these are the goalies playing in Canada. And you're going to take us 7 down to 1, how you would rank them as it currently stands.
Yeah, and I had – the goalie had to play at least 5 games this year.
Because
you can look at, like, Mike Smith, who played incredibly for 2 games.
No, I have a question. Sorry to interrupt. Are you going teams or goalies?
Goalies.
That was my question.
No, this is goalie.
Goalies individually.
This is post-to-post. Al's
Brothers.
But
this
starters.
Is post-to-post.
Starters.
It's the top 7 goalies in the North Division. Al's brother,
starts.
Go ahead.
Okay, you're making
starts.
Things up.
Who
go
do
ahead.
You have? Go ahead.
All
seven.
Right. At 7, we got Thatcher Demko coming in at number 7. Not having a good year. Neither him or Holtby, really. look at him looking already shaking his head.
Yes, go ahead, Al's brother.
He's,
go ahead.
He's been bad. He's allowing too many goals. He's got, 352 goals against average, sub-9 save percentage. He's not making the big saves when they need him to, and the team isn't winning games. Like, there's a reason why they're not, and I think goaltending is one of the biggest reasons for that. He's not getting help out in front of him. I'll give him that. He's got, I think it's the third highest high danger chances again, so that's not help at all. But he hasn't been able to play well at all. I don't think so.
I like that's it. Fine. Not playing well.
That's a disgruntled fan, disgruntled Vancouver fan.
Well,
go ahead.
Demko at 7. Okay, I like it. We're off and running here. Who do you have at number 6, Al's brother?
Matt Murray. for the Ottawa Senators coming in at number six. He got off to a horrendous start in Ottawa. We were a couple of weeks ago ripping him for signing that long-term deal. And I think he's actually played really well since that moment. The past couple of weeks, he's got a .930 save percentage, .214 goals against, stole a win a couple of weeks ago against Montreal. And I think it's a big reason why Ottawa has been in games as of late. Unfortunately, got hurt the other game, but he's been well. So I've got him sitting here at number five.
I like, or you get him at six. I thought we were six. Okay. All right, I need Carey Price here, her Hellebuck. I need it, but go ahead. I don't want to, you know, I'm not pushing you in any direction. Who do you have at number five?
I got Jake Allen at number five, and this is why. What?
Dude, there's no eye popping here.
Jake Allen, statistically, five out of five, has been the best goalie in the NHL. In the NHL.
Yeah, continue.
What's you're right. He's just looking at me. He's got a 9.68 percentage, you know.
Dude, I agree. I love the numbers. You know, I love all of this.
I would have had him higher on this list if he had played more games. He's only played six games, so that's why he's a little bit lower. But, I mean, Carey Price only played nine, so it's three less games than he's played, and he's been great. I don't understand why I got the
dude. I'm on board with this. I actually, as a professional analyst, I fully support this list. Go ahead.
I just want to hear how this unfolds.
I can't wait. Now,
I don't know what direction this is going.
Board here. But someone's not on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like go ahead.
I think I know who it is. I have a feeling. I think his team may have just been approached. But who? All right, let's keep moving here. Who do we have at number four, Alice Brothers?
Freddie Anderson's coming in at number four. So we got Freddie here. The stats aren't outstanding like we've talked about, but he's made some time. Timely saves. Yeah. Last night wasn't a good one for him. He let in a few goals that I'm sure he wants to have back. So I got Freddie here at number four right now.
Okay. Noodles, you okay with that?
Listen,
appropriate.
I just want to hear where there's going to be goalies missing. Well, anyways, go ahead.
Well, this guy's not Al's brother for nothing. Let's go and keep it going with number three.
Carey Price coming in at number three. You know, he can win a game on any given night. He's still Carey Price. I think he won that game on Saturday for them. Just really stood on his head and beat Toronto when they were up 1-0, just taking it to him. And despite that, he leads the NHL at high danger save percentage. So he is one of the greatest goalies of all time, and he's playing exceptional. And I couldn't have him lower on this list because Noodles literally would have came into agent court and beat me up.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Here's your first major problem.
I'm right here.
You just got back into the... You know, the good books.
I thought
you were going to keep him off the list.
No.
I was trying to do the math here.
No,
tell me Price isn't on it.
Okay, just...
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Noodles,
keep going.
No,
you're doing
Noodles,
great.
You
give
us
great.
A quick analysis here. We're into the top three, but Price at three. Does that sound appropriate to you? Or?
It's close. I mean, I would have had a little bit different, but go ahead. I just wouldn't have had Jake Allen on there because he hasn't played enough games. So go ahead.
Right,
go ahead.
Okay.
That's my
he did meet the five-game requirement, though, Jamie. He did meet that requirement.
Yes.
Go ahead, Al's brother.
Okay, now we're into the final two. I have to believe we know what two goalies are left. I hope. Actually, I don't hope. I hope something crazy happens here in the final two. But who do you have at, I guess, number one, and then you can respond in just afterwards with who's number two on your list. The top two goaltenders in Canada, as it currently stands, according to Al's brother, number one is?
Jacob Markstrom. I've been banging the table for this guy for 2 years now that he is a Vezina caliber goalie, and he's proving it once again.
Dude, this is where I got a problem with you, Al's brother.
Why?
Hellebuck's the best goalie in Canada. I don't know what the hell you were thinking. Now you're pissing me off. Go ahead, though. Explain yourself.
Go ahead.
Hellebuck may be a better goalie, but Markstrom is playing better, in my opinion. And that's what the rankings are,
that's
is it not?
Rankings,
what we've seen to this point. I'm not saying that he's the better goalie, but he's playing better. And that's my point. And when you talk about why is Jake Allen in here, well, I think Jake Allen, and you'll know the guy who was left off my list was Mikko Koskinen. I think that Jake Allen has played better than Mikko Koskinen this year.
I know,
I think
but
he's a
Mikko
better goalie.
Koskinen's played better than Matt Murray. That's the point. Like, I don't – anyways, go ahead.
Koskinen's been pretty good.
There should have been a ranking for 7-1, one from each team.
Well,
this is like completely.
No,
like,
he just did the best goalies
okay,
in the
so
North.
There's a stat called goals saved above average.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Matt Murray is minus 7.751. 7.51. He's
allowed 7.51 goals. You think Al's brother knows what you're talking about? I don't even know what you're talking
about.
But
take away his first couple of games. He's rounded into
Okay, just take
form.
Him away.
Well,
like,
you can't. I suppose
take him away.
So.
They're gone. Let's just scrub them from the calendar.
Preseason. They didn't get a preseason. Give them some time, Noodles.
All right.
First
Anyways.
Five games didn't count,
and you got Hellebuyck too. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Hellebuyck.
Honestly,
sure.
your list is fantastic, and I love you. The only thing I would have had personally, I would have had Demko higher. I would have had Murray at 7. I would have had Demko at 6.
Would you have had Koskinen
at 5, and then I would have had Anderson, Price, Hellebuyck, and Markstrom. You're almost bang on, buddy.
1 through 4.
So 1 through 4 were the same.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Okay, Al's
Anderson
brother. I loved everything about it. Maybe we go into next week, we go top 7 game breakers in the North.
The king of the North, courtesy of Al's brother. Who is the Jon Snow of the All-Canadian Division?
We do the teams. And then the secondary one is the top 7 game breakers in the North Division.
Well, yeah.
Noodles, like, how do you feel? I mean, this is, he's
been
kind of mowing your lawn here.
I think this is amazing.
He's mowing your lawn.
This isn't mowing my lawn. You know what this is? This is unbelievable. Because you know what? It's got my juices flowing. Like, I literally was preparing for this segment. I was like writing numbers down. Okay. And like
Since
going,
7 in the morning.
No, I prepared for it yesterday, but as El Camino couldn't make it into the studio yesterday.
That was a That's bit concerning. Why. That threw us off a little bit, but. What was the biggest shock for you, that Jake Allen was included? Like that,
I actually,
your head
Jake
almost
Allen
exploded.
Jake Allen statistically should be there. He's not wrong. That's why I asked, what are we doing? Are we doing teams? Are we just doing players? Like that, I didn't understand the criteria.
Well, Al's brother has
but that's why I said my criteria was had to play at least 5 games. That was my criteria, and Jake Allen has played 6 games, so he was able to be included in this list for me.
Yeah. Okay. I liked it. I liked that a lot.
Except, but your head exploded when he put Markstrom at 1, and Markstrom actually has been statistically the best goaltender in Canada.
Well, he's
sure.
not better than Hellebuyck, I'll just tell you that. You can shove your staff.
Carey
all
Price
three
is better
you
than
your
all
asses.
Of them, but it doesn't matter. It's how they're playing, and Al's brother, you nailed it. Good job, buddy.
Good job, Al's brother. There you go. Do you know what that means for you and your career? That's a big endorsement. And next week, everyone will be level-headed when we hear from Al's brother on the top 7 game breakers in the country.
We got to get Ray on to see if Ray would go nuts
would
on
be
him.
The best if Al's Ray? Brother.
We'll do it. We'll make a deal with Ray. Maybe we'll push Ray's segment back for Al's brother next Monday. Or we just got to get him on.
We'll just get him on. We'll work something out where Al's. Ray is included in Al's brother, and he has to chew on Al's brother's list.
Yes.
And I'll end up on his throat punch segment. You know
what we should do with Al's brother? The top 7 Canadian World Junior cuts.
and have Ray at number two.
This one I can kind of reason with.
Yeah. He had 14 goals at Christmas.
Yeah, I can't have him on my team. Somehow mold it in a way that will lead to Ray Ferraro just absolutely blowing a gasket. But we love you, Al's brother. We missed you yesterday, and you brought the heat. And listen, it's your list, and what I love about this is that you're committed to it. You put in the analysis, you put in the time, and you roll with it. So there he is, Al's brother, with his power rankings 1 through 7 and his goaltender rankings as well. We'll continue with those themes, for the rest of the season, basically. Yeah. We got to take advantage while we can.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Al's brother. There he is. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Overdraft continues.
Guys, as far as Al's brother next week, we can go any direction the listeners want. I just thought Game Breakers was a possible good one as far as categories. Mm-hmm. Top 7 game breakers in the North. Hazy, anything else you can think of?
How about he does top 7 defensemen? Like, why don't we just stick with positions and stuff? And then, we could get, I don't know, you have to have the rankings, but then let's have something else. You're right, game breakers,
underrated players, overrated,
penalty killers.
There's so much material here. Once the levy breaks here, we're going to get just so much content out of Al's brother and the rankings, and it's just going to roll over. Right, like we're gonna just keep doing this at the Masters. Al's brother's gonna have a 7-pack of picks or whatever. It's gonna be awesome.
So. I was disappointed in the Demko. Like Demko at seven that's a fan one. That's a fan one.
That's
he's mad.
Him hating
he's
Demko.
He's mad at Demko right now, but he shouldn't be.
Yep.
You know, ultimately, it was a great list.
Overall, very quality list. I forget who he had one through seven in Canada. I actually had Calgary way too high.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Calgary has
not
been impressive at all.
Edmonton's won six.
We said we weren't
going to
do this.
No, I know.
We weren't going to do this.
We promised Mass we wouldn't do this.
Right.
Time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Buffalo at it again tonight against the Islanders. The Islanders got them last night. It was a low-scoring game. I think this one will go over. I think it'll be a sloppy game. And I'm going to go over the number. I'm on the Rangers at home against New Jersey tonight. New Jersey making it back for the first time in, what, 2 weeks? Like, when was the last time they played?
These teams are catching up now.
Big time.
Did you see? I just saw Jersey's schedule. It's crazy.
Every other day they're playing. Basically the rest
right
of the way.
The end. Yeah.
And they're probably going to miss the playoffs, too. Like,
no
it's just
kidding,
a formality.
Dude.
You got to play. You got to play. You got to play. Right. And then I'm going to go under the number, Colorado-Vegas. Throw down 20. You can score 128. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio. ProLine is the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. Before you wager, get the latest info, matchup stats on your phone. ProLine, put your knowledge on the line. That should be a great game, Colorado-Vegas tonight. You know, that's there aren't a lot of games that show up on the radar up here necessarily because of what we're dealing with. That's one that I think hockey fans are into. And Washington-Pitt tonight, right? Sid versus Ovi. Which never gets old for me. So you got a couple of games there. And the Raptors are in action tonight in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks. 1,800 fans will be in attendance. So we'll see if that factors in whatsoever on the game. We'll break it all down tomorrow. We'll spin the Wheel of Misfortune tomorrow. I think Mike Soroka's coming on from the Atlanta Braves. He'll join us. He's always a great interview. We can't wait for
that.
Yeah, there's a lot cooking the rest of the week. We are out of here. Enjoy your evenings. Enjoy the games tonight. We are back tomorrow at
Demko at 7, 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.